Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is again Dr. Therese Resinella from the Office of Catholic Schools. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Great to have you. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we ask that you guide us this day according to your ways and according to your will. Help us to accept the many gifts that you are giving us this day through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Teresa, last time we spoke, we were talking about your own faith journey and how you've come to know the Lord. And I think an important point in it, from what I've gathered from your story, is the importance of Catholic education and Catholic schools. And, of course, you work in the Catholic schools office. So I thought, you know, what has been your life experience with Catholic schools?
Well, I went to Catholic school through eighth grade. So I grew up in the Archdiocese of Detroit. And my parents, I came from a family of eight children. They made the sacrifices to send us through Catholic school. And for me, the foundation I received in the home with the foundation I received in Catholic school formed me to be Catholic for my whole life. So, you know, when I reflect on that, I was taught by Felician Sisters. That's a Franciscan community. But just to have faith, the Catholic faith, as a part of my schooling, not just as a class, but as a part of all of my, you know, the classes that I had in this elementary and junior high school. And so I received an excellent education. There is no doubt. I mean, I received excellent foundation and education, but I also received formation that I wouldn't trade for anything. And I see how that formation has carried me through life. So even though I went to public high school, I actually went to a state university for undergrad. My Catholic faith has always been with me. And the foundations were what I received in my home and in my Catholic school. And so when Solanus Casey was beatified, I was living in an estate in another state far away, and I actually got on a plane and I went to the Archdiocese of Detroit for his beatification. Because when I was growing up, we used to actually go to St. Bonaventure's downtown. But it was everybody's taking pictures afterwards, right? And so I was on my own, so I asked some people that were there from the Archdiocese of Detroit, you know, volunteers to take my picture. And they said, well, where are you from? I said, well, I came up here from Texas, because that's where I was living at the time. I said, why did you fly up here from Texas? And I said, well, I grew up in the Archdiocese of Detroit. And they kept looking at me. I said, but why did you come? And I said, because this is where I got the foundations in my faith. This is where I went to Catholic school here. I went to religious education and youth ministry here in this place. And this is where I was formed in my faith. And so I want to come back and celebrate this, you know. Going back to the school, definitely important, very important to my own life. And this is why it's such a joy to be able to serve in this way.
Yeah,
I've been in parish ministry, but I worked at parishes that also had schools. So I've been working in Catholic education now for over 20 years.
It really strikes me, too. You know, we receive the gift of faith in Catholic schools, you know, through catechesis and you know, through Mass and through prayer. But there's also that human formation, too. The idea that our Catholic faith and living as a disciple is not just sort of the knowledge of the faith, but really allowing it to kind of penetrate our heart and form how we live.
Yes.
And I think one of the things I've always been impressed with Catholic schools is the service element too, where they instill that kind of service into you, and then also the discipline, just the general human discipline. What are some of these other maybe human formation that you received through your Catholic education?
Well, certainly I received I would say the first thing that comes to mind is the formation in prayer,
mm-hmm.
the participation in Mass during the week, the devotion to Mary, all, of course, which complemented what I had in my home. The human formation to live, you know, when we talk about the virtues, first of all, our theological virtues that we receive in mm-hmm. baptism, I think being in Catholic school and what Catholic schools still offer to this day is a formation and nurturing of the theological virtues so that we can also grow in the other virtues, yes? And so as a child, I wasn't saying, oh, I'm growing in these virtues, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't articulate it that way, but as an adult looking back and looking at what our schools can offer, I certainly see how, when we say we form the whole person, we form the human person, we're also nurturing the baptismal graces of the children
mm-hmm.
and the youth.
Beautiful. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Dr. Therese Resinella. You also, Therese, taught at a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes.
right? Right when you got out of undergrad?
Mm-hmm. So I taught, for a year, and it was a very small school. So I taught two grades at the same time. And, you know, it was a wonderful experience. Probably about half the children were not Catholic, but you know, one of the things I learned in that was how to share faith and bring our faith to those in our schools that are not of our faith, but also want to be there,
mm-hmm.
and how we can how they're a part of our school community as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sometimes we forget about that. I think those involved in Catholic schools know about it and remember mm-hmm. it. But in general, we forget that, you know, there are a lot of non-Catholic students in our Catholic schools, which really make them a place for evangelization to happen.
Yes.
And you can see that. I think it's probably a good metric for schools, too, to see how many conversions come from the school.
And I would say when I was a director of religious education, one of the things, because both parishes where I worked, I was in the Archdiocese of Washington, had schools.
Mm-hmm.
So the first parish where I worked was, we had over 60 countries represented. We were one of the first, I guess, they used to nickname us back then the League of Nations parish, although
yeah.
it's more common. It's probably more common now in our urban areas. Because I oversaw sacramental preparation, it also included the children's catechumenate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had several families every year from the school going through the catechumenate. So when we talk about conversion, it wasn't unusual to have entire families. It wasn't unusual, for example, to have mom and dad fallen away Catholic,
mm-hmm.
you know, or one of them fallen away and bringing the whole family back to the church. So I really see how our schools are a place for evangelization and are a part critical. I consider them vital to the new evangelization
yeah.
today. So,
you know, and it's I think of the Jesuits, their use of schools, both for younger students, but also even up to the college level in the Counter-Reformation mm-hmm. in the church, you know, mm-hmm. how our educational institutions are an important part of evangelization mm-hmm. and as you say, in the new evangelization. So what do you do now, Therese, with Catholic schools in your role at the diocese?
Well, thank you for asking. Well, I'm new, so I'm still, and it's a new position, so it's very exciting to be a part of this vision that Bishop Brennan has laid out. Mm. It's really a joy, but my role is to oversee and to support religious education in our Catholic schools, the theology in our high schools, to provide formation for our Catholic school teachers and our school principals, and to this I really, really do. I love this. That we are all ministers in the Catholic school, mm-hmm. and so to be able to unpack that, help our faculties, our principals, our staffs, and our schools unpack that, what that means, and the importance of their role in that, and to understand their role as ministers, in the school.
It's beautiful, you know the. And you think that, and I think this is the beauty of Catholic education too, is it's not just in the religion class and mm-hmm. the catechetical classes that they're taking, that they, you know, in gym, in science, yeah. in math, and history, all these things are connected to Christ. I mean, this is the beauty of the Catholic worldview.
Yes.
So whether you're a gym teacher or whether you're a religion teacher, or for that matter, I think even whether you're a janitor or on the staff of some sort, you're a minister, you know, like you're there to help to form these youth mm-hmm. to be followers of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, Bishop has talked about that quite a bit, and, you know, it's a beautiful vision. Of course, mm-hmm. I've got to agree with him anyway, you know, out of all due respect and obedience. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, his insights on what mm-hmm. the value of Catholic education, it's so great, so... And it's so wonderful to have you on board with us in the diocese as well, Therese. So. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm Father Adam Streitenberger, your host, and with me has been Therese Resinella. Until next time, peace and all good.